This is Karen Carmichael for Radio St. Pete, and I'm here today with Julia Culver. She's the gallery manager for Florida Craft Art. Julia, welcome to Radio St. Pete.
Thank you, Karen. Thank you for having me.
So for our listeners who may not be familiar, how did the gallery get started, and like, what was the original mission or purpose?
Florida Craft Art, formerly known as Florida Craftsmen, was originally organized by Lewis and Elsa Friend, professors at Stetson University in DeLand, Florida in 1951. Elsa was a jeweler, and the couple felt that an organization dedicated to fine craft would elevate the art form to the status it so rightly deserved. Exhibitions were organized and held annually at galleries, art centers, and colleges throughout the state of Florida, beginning with an exhibition at Florida State University in 1951. FCA is currently downtown in St. Petersburg in the location, same location since 2002. Our mission is to grow statewide creative economy by engaging the community and advancing Florida's fine craft artists and their work.
I had no idea it has been around since 1951, and I've lived in St. Pete for a long time. So for people who haven't been here, what can you tell them about the space?
Sure. Florida Craft Art is a member-supported statewide nonprofit organization headquartered in the heart of downtown St. Petersburg, also known as the Central Arts District. Fine craft art by more than 220 Florida local artists are represented in the 2,500 square foot Florida Artist Gallery and in the adjacent exhibition gallery, which features curated exhibitions and programming. Fine craft techniques are ceramics, fiber, glass, jewelry, metal, mixed media, sculpture, and wood. Admission here to the gallery is free. On the second floor of Florida Craft Art's 100-year-old building is the Art Lofts, where 19 artist studios and a meeting room called the Creative Loft are located. And there we do workshops, lectures, and meetings on a regular basis. Art Lofts are open by appointment or by chance and on Art Walk every second Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. Admission is free as well.
So I didn't know until I stopped by to chat with you that Art Loft was actually part of Florida Craft, so that's new information for me. What sets Florida Craft apart from other local galleries?
This gallery, the presentation as you enter the space is quite unique, as you can experience the art with almost all the senses upon entry. The art is interactive, and all of it is curated to share a variety of affordable art to museum quality fine craft. The retail space will lead you into the exhibit space, and it's like you get a free museum experience while you shop. The community is a special treasure too, built up with volunteers, a board of directors, and a lot of supporters who have helped this organization thrive for the past 70 years.
Wow, 70 years, I still can't believe that. What can people expect to see or experience when they attend an opening for a new exhibit?
Our exhibit space hosts up to 7 exhibits a year, lasting about 6 to 8 weeks, all honoring the endless possibilities in fine craft making. With most of these exhibits, we host a private preview for collectors, members, and special guests, and we often host a brief awards announcement and artist introductions for the public via Zoom.
So I just attended your craft art on Central Avenue a few weeks ago, mm-hmm. right? That's a traditional event. Am I right about that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, every year that happens. So like, what are other like annual traditional events, or what can you tell us about what's coming up in 2023?
Sure. We do walking mural tours, and they're hosted every Saturday. Bicycle tours on the first of the month, and programming like workshops and artist talks are scheduled with upcoming exhibits. We usually do about 7 exhibits every year as well, which they're planned ahead. Please mark your calendars for the weekend before Thanksgiving to attend our 26th annual Florida Craft Art Festival.
Mm-hmm. So that was what I was at just a few weeks ago, right? You're going to do it again in 2023. That's great. That's a great annual event for us. What are some other special events that are coming up? I saw some advertisements for things when I came to the gallery earlier today.
Sure. Some other special events. In 2 weeks, we actually have our Art Lofts artists. We'll be presenting them to see what they've been up to for the past year. And after that, our first major show of 2023 will be what's called Clearly Collaborative, and it's curated by one of our board members, David Ramsey. That Clearly Collaborative is an exhibition of original glass and multimedia sculptures created through an exceptional collaboration between 9 multimedia masters, artist makers, and established glass master Duncan McClellan, who's also St. Pete local. This exhibition is free to view from January 27th through March 11th, 2023. Also before the end of this year, we have 2 weeks left of our holiday boutique, which features about 240 members who are fine craft artists. I encourage everyone listening to finish up holiday shopping with a bang and give the gift of handmade holiday-themed pieces from artists throughout Florida. Visitors discover delightful gifts and discover beautiful decor, handmade art by Florida artists, from holiday cards to ornaments and gifts that people will love and use.
Well, if you visit the gallery, you're going to be in for a treat, and you'll get a real feel for the artists that we have here in St. Pete and throughout the state. So get down here and do some holiday shopping. Thanks, Julia.
Thank you for having me.
I've been speaking with Julia Culver, Gallery Manager for Florida Craft Art. You can find them online at floridacraftart.org, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, or you can visit them at 501 Central Avenue. They're open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 5:30, Sunday from noon to 5 p.m.